WENR, the voice of service in Chicago. WENR leaves the air now, and this channel will be occupied by WLS.
Good evening, everyone. You are now listening to WLS, the voice of prairie farmers, Chicago.
Everyone. The makers of Johnson's Wax welcome you to a frantic fiesta of fun and frolic as Fibber and Molly give a Halloween party for Marcelli's Orchestra, the Cleft Dwellers, Kay Donna, Audrey Call, Little Teeny, Mort Toop, and others, including you. Here's for some hearty Halloween hilarity with Marion and Jim as your host and hostess, Fibber McGee and Molly. Now, while we wait for more guests to arrive, Marcelli and his men get into the Halloween spirit by slipping into their music sheets and picking up their horns and drums to give us rhythm and romance. Wrap it up, Rico.
Kitchen at 79 Wistful Vista. Nearly everybody's here, and Fibber is just mixing his famous Halloween punch for his assembled guests.
McGee always did consider himself a good mixer.
What kind of a concoction is he mixing, ma'am?
Well, search me, Mr. Toop. What do you call it, McGee?
Call what? This here punch?
Yes.
Why, shucks. This is going to be the famous McGee Halloween punch. Pumpkin punch, I call it. Pumpkin punch, the perfect preparation for parties and picnics.
Sure. Or the proper potion to poison unpopular people.
Hand me the big bowl, Molly.
Here you are, McGee.
Four legs and a faucet, and that'd make a real good bathtub.
It's big enough.
Never mind the wisecracks now. Start pouring cider into it, Molly. You see, folks, the secret of this here punch.
McGee, did you ever try any of this Joe Louis punch?
Joe Louis punch? No, why?
They say it's inclined to get all over your chin.
As I was saying, folks, the secret of this here punch has been handed down from generation to generation to McGee till it come to me, and I perfected it. Yes, sir. The last of the McGees has brung this here punch to the final peak of perfection. I always says...
Well, for heaven's sake, where did the black cat come from?
Probably wants a little nip of punch. A catnip.
That dad-ratted cat hadn't better cross my path tonight whilst I'm busy. Hand me a couple of quarts of milk, Molly.
Milk?
Milk.
McGee, are you pouring milk on top of that cider?
Why, shucks, Molly. That's part of the secret receipt. You put cream on a baked apple, don't you? And why, this here stuff is going to be the cat's... Yes.
Well, here's the milk, McGee.
Thanks, Molly.
Well, now hurry up. We're all getting real thirsty here.
Don't hurry me now. Don't hurry me. This stuff has got to be fixed up with care and precision. Where's the grape juice?
Grape juice?
Pipe down, you four-footed feline. Not you, Molly.
Thanks.
Here's the grape juice, Mr. McGee, I guess.
Oh, thank you, Teeny. Now watch this, folks. This has got to be did with real finesse. Let's see now. 4 gallons of cider. 2 quarts of milk.
Oh, no.
3 bunches of grape juice. Some vanilla. Oh, vanilla. Have you got any vanilla, Molly?
No, I haven't, McGee.
Oh, well, give me some lemon extract.
Boy, lemon extract. That ought to fix her up.
See, I bet you this is going to be some dandy stuff, I bet you. Can I taste it once, Mr. McGee? Can I, please?
You better wait a minute, Teeny. All the ingredients ain't into it yet. Hand me the maple syrup, Molly.
Oh, for heaven's sake, McGee. You're going to have us all in a state of...
I ever tell you about the time I raced into a 300-yard dash against Fisco Fosco, the fleet-footed Finn?
Oh, my.
Well, sir, before the race started, I took me a cupful of this here McGee punch. And you know what happened?
No.
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 I never did another. Give me a bigger spoon, Molly. I'll stir this up so it'll...
No!
Dad, better keep quiet, kitty. You wasn't invited in the first place.
Oh, cats have got no social sense, McGee.
No. Don't be crabby with Tabby, McGee.
What you doing now?
I'm dripping it. You gotta drip it like you was making fudge. When it forms a kind of a colored spot onto the surface, like motor oil in a puddle of water, as you see this is a-doing, it's just about ready for the finishing touch.
Well, what is the finishing touch?
Slipping the kick into it.
Oh.
Molly, hand me that bottle of Oh Be Joyful.
McGee, I won't be a party to this now.
Oh, shucks now, Molly. Everything's going to be all right. You just trust me.
Well, I hope it will.
I had a cousin once used to drink stuff that looked like that, ma'am.
Did it have any effect on him to speak of?
Well, it had an effect, all right. But not to speak of.
Ain't funny, Toops. Well, Molly, this here's about done. Looks right pretty, don't it? I wasn't talking to you, Tom.
My, it's taken on a beautiful curdle, ain't it, McGee?
Now then, just as soon as I stir in this here bacon soda...
Look out, McGee, it's bubbling all over me nice clean floor.
Oh, sure, I must have put a mite too much bacon soda into it.
Oh, look, Mr. McGee, the kitty is licking it up.
Why, shucks, that won't hurt her none. That'll do him good.
Why, Smackers, look at that cat. He's throwing a fit. Oh, God.
Catcher, McGee.
Well, what's the matter with the dead rabbit?
Oh, he jumped out through the window.
Now, folks, whilst the punch is cooling off, maybe a little Audrey Call would play us something under that there fiddle of hers. What's the name of that piece, Audrey?
Hobgoblin.
Oh, Hobgoblin. Is that one of them numbers you wrote yourself?
Yes, it is, Fibber.
Mm-hmm. I got a riddle about that, too. What's the difference between a ghost, a sailor with a sore foot, and a can of Johnson's Glow Coat? Give up? I thought so. Well, one's a hobgoblin, and the other's a gobhoblin.
And what's the can of Johnson's Glow Coat for, McGee?
Oh, I just put that in there to brighten up the finish. You get it? The Glow Coat will brighten up the...
It ain't funny, McGee!
OK. Okay. Go ahead, Audrey. Hobgob with them knob-hobblins. Now, if everybody's ready, we're going to bob for apples. Come on over here, you quartet fellas. Oh, who's that, Molly?
Must be a spirit, McGee. I don't know.
Well, if it's the spirit of 76, he's got the wrong house. This is number 79. Come in.
Gee, I bet it's a ghost, I bet you.
For heaven's sake, McGee, who is it? Do you know?
No, I don't know.
Oh, I bet you that ain't his real face, I bet you.
Take off the false face, Bud. We know you. Who is it, Molly?
How should I know? Good evening, spirit. And what are you the spirit of now?
Take the mask off and rest your ears, Bud.
What's the matter?
Is everybody listening?
Yes.
Well, then, here's a suggestion that will save you hours of work and keep your house looking brighter and cleaner all winter. Use Johnson's Glow Coat on your floors and linoleum. This remarkable no-rubbing floor polish makes your floors shine like new and spares you all the work of rubbing and buffing. Simply spread Glow Coat lightly over the floor surface. You don't have to bear down or rub it in. 20 minutes later, the floor will be gleaming with a bright, beautiful polish. After that, your floors will stay clean for weeks at a time, for Glow Coat resists dirt and stains and saves the wood or linoleum from becoming shabby and worn. Remember the name of this fine, no-rubbing floor polish. Johnson's Glow Coat, a product of the famous Johnson's Wax Laboratory.
Now I know who you are. Oh, you're Harpo.
Oh,
I didn't get you at first.
How'd you get?
Well, Mr. Wilcox, sit down and enjoy yourself. Yes.
Thank you, Molly. Thank you.
You know Mort Toops here, don't you?
Yes, I've met Mr. Toops. How are you, Mort?
I'll do, Harlow. If Fibber McGee's taking care of you, I guess everything's in apple pie order.
How do you mean apple pie order, Mr. Sue?
Apple sauce and a lot of crust.
Oh, don't pay any attention to him, Mr. Wilcox.
All right.
Him and McGee is always saying them things to each other. Now, this is Miss Kay Donna, Mr. Wilcox. She's going to sing for us.
Kay Donna? Why, aren't you the little lady who was selling music in a big Chicago department store?
Yes, I am.
I thought I recognized you. We've heard a great deal about you, and we're mighty glad to have you with us. What are you going to sing?
I've got a feeling you're singing.
Fine.
I've got a feeling you're fooling. I've got a feeling you're having fun. I'll get a go-by when you are done fooling with me. I've got a feeling you're fooling. I've got a feeling it's make-believe. I think you're laughing right up your sleeve fooling with me. Life is worth living while you are giving romance of paradise. You're such a standout, but how you hand out that hocus pocus from your eyes. I've got a feeling you're fooling. I've got a feeling it's all a frame. It's just that well-known old army game, fooling with me. You are a picture no artist can paint, but you're a mixture of devil and saint. I just sigh and dream and try to figure you out. Love is in season, the moon's up above. Though it be treason to question your love. Every time I look at you, my heart's in doubt. I've got a feeling you're fooling. I've got a feeling you're having fun. I get to go by when you are done fooling with me. I've got a feeling you're fooling. I've got a feeling it's make-believe. I think you'll laugh right up your sleeve, fooling with me. Life is worth living while you are giving moments of paradise. You're such a standout, but how you hand out that hocus pocus from your eyes. I've got a feeling you're fooling. I've got a feeling it's all a frame. It's just that well-known old army game, fooling with me. Fooling with me.
Okay, thank you, Miss K. Donna. That was very nice. Well, what now, Molly?
Well, let's play some games now, McGee.
Okay. How about that game we played at Harlow's the other night? You remember, Molly, where each fella had to hold his head into a bucket of water till a pretty gal come along and kissed him? That was fun, wasn't it, Molly?
Fun? If I hadn't come along when I did, you'd have drowned it.
Somebody at the door, McGee.
The doorbell, McGee.
Well, what in tunket did you think I thought it was? Curse you. Excuse me, my folks, whilst I go see who it is. Oh, hello there, Geraldine. Shucks, I was wondering.
Oh, hello, Mr. McGee.
How you
doing? You know, it's the funniest thing.
Huh?
I was just telling Gerald I was coming to your party, and Gerald said the cutest thing.
Oh.
I mean, he really did, Mr.
I'm
McGee.
Sure, but won't you come in?
Oh,
and
no, I can't. Oh. You see, Gerald asked me what seats I was going to wear. Our best seats with Grand Hotel on them, or our second best seats with Pullman on them.
Oh.
Isn't that just too bad, Mr. McGee? I mean, is it really? Well, it's just like I told Gerald. My goodness, I told him. I didn't think I'd wear a false face, just a mud pack. And he said, well, that puts a different complexion on the matter. Gerald says the darlingest thing.
I know, but why don't you come in and...
Well, it's just as I was saying, I had no sooner get the words out of my mouth when who should come in but some friends from out of town.
Yeah.
Gerald says if any more people drop in from out of town, he'll go out of his mind. You know the old saying, out of town, out of mind. I mean, Gerald, when you said that, isn't that simply paralyzing? I mean, is it really?
Shucks, come on in and
oh,
sit down.
Oh, but I can't, Mr. McGee.
Huh?
I really can't, no.
No?
We have these friends with us, you know.
Oh.
Only Gerald says if they stay more than 3 days, they won't be friends. So I just came over to tell you I couldn't come over. Well, thanks, folks, just the same, Mr. McGee. Biddle, biddle, biddle.
Well, for the...
Who was that, McGee?
Geraldine. She come over to say she couldn't come over.
Oh, my God. Well, that's too bad. Listen, McGee. Everybody wants to hear a ghost story. Come on in now and tell us one. What
ghost story, huh? Ghost story, huh? I'll tell them one that'll curl their hair.
Please, Mr. McGee, are you going to tell a ghost story? Hmm? Are you?
Well, I... excuse me, my teeny.
Hi.
Hey, Molly.
Yes?
Teeny shouldn't have to hear no ghost stories. She's too little.
I guess you're right, McGee.
Oh, Teeny.
Hmm? I don't tell a ghost story. Hiya, please.
Jeannie, would you go out in the kitchen and get me a glass of real cold water?
All right.
That's a good girl. And, Teeny, let it run a long, long time till it gets real good and cold. Maybe you better let it run till I come out and see if it's cold enough.
All right. I'll let it run a long, long time.
Come on now, McGee. See if you can throw a scare into us.
Go on, McGee. Make their hair stand on end.
Okay, okay. Sit down, everybody.
Yes, sit down.
That's it. Now, turn the lights out, Molly.
Sure, I'll do that, McGee.
Now, okay, everybody. Now, keep quiet, and I'll tell you something that happened to me way back in 1908. Or no, it was 1909. No, 1907. That's it. 1910. Haunt Hunter McGee, they called me then. Haunt Hunter McGee, the hair-raising hero of the horrible house on the hill in Hoboken. Well, sir, one night in 1907, folks reported seeing something white and ghastly showing at the windows of an old house on a hill in Hoboken, and hearing groans and screams late at night. Nobody'd go near the place till I come along. Not being scared of nothing, I says, shucks, I says. I'll put them spirits back in their bottles, I says. Oh, yes, says folks. Yes, says I, sticking a flashlight into my pocket and heading for the haunted house.
I suppose there was owls out, too, hooting at you.
Was there, McGee?
No, they was owls out, all right, but they didn't seem to give a hoot. Well, sir, up to the house I went, and I walked in the front door. And as I walked in, it closed softly behind me without me touching it. I whirled around and didn't see a thing. So I goes through the whole house, walking soft and easy on them old rotten floorboards. Well, sir, folks, every minute in that there house, I had the feeling I was being watched. I felt eyes, boring into my back. I heard whispering into the dark corners till I'd flash my flashlight onto them, and then there'd be nothing there. Then all of a sudden, I heard a creak right behind me, and I ducks, turns around like a streak, and something knocks the flashlight right out of my hand. I stood still, listening, my mind working like lightning. And, well, sir, I could feel something horrible closing in on me. A bat comes swooping out of the dark and knocked my hat off. And when I reached down for it, I felt something cold and clammy reaching for me. I leaps back, but on it comes. Something cold, cold and bony, reaching for me. Reaching, reaching. When all to a sudden, something touched me.
Ah! Ah! Something did touch me! What was that? Ah!
Lovely features. Talk about adorable creatures.
Art Kelly and his men giving you a musical shiver from the top of your head to the tip of your toes. And speaking of the tip of your toes reminds me of floors. Don't be discouraged if your kitchen linoleum looks dingy and lifeless. You can make it sparkle like new in a few minutes' time with Johnson's Glow Coat. This new type of liquid floor polish, perfected in the Johnson's Wax Laboratories, works miracles right before your eyes. Just spread it lightly over the floor with a soft cloth or the special Glow Coat applier, then walk away and leave it. Come back in 20 minutes to find the Glow Coat dry and the floor shining like new. A floor polished with Glow Coat requires very little care. Soiled spots wipe off easily. Dust and dirt can't stick to the beautiful polish. Order Glow Coat in the larger size cans, and you will save as much as one-third on the cost. Ask your dealer for Johnson's Glow Coat in the attractive yellow can. We're sorry to break up the party, but tomorrow's another day, and next Monday is another Fibber, McGee, and Molly show. Listen, we have it on pretty good authority that Fibber has a little paper-hanging job ahead of him that he and Molly are going to try. Well, Fibber, are you still looking for ghosts?
Well, in a way, yes. I thought I heard something clanking, but I guess it was just this here NBC chain.
Oh, I see.
Mind if I make an announcement, Harpo?
No, no, go right ahead. But Fibber.
Huh?
Don't look now, but there's another program following us.
Well, then I'll save my announcement till next week. I was just going to say that if folks wanted a sample of Johnson's Glow Coat, all they had to do was to tear the top off three announcers like you and
McGee.
Oh, well, I see. It was a good idea.
Well, don't forget now, you have a date next Monday evening at this same hour. A stuffed date just filled with music and merriment. Until then, may we remind you that just as the best housekeepers use Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Glow Coat to keep their houses clean and shining, so the most particular car owners keep their cars sparkling with Johnson's Wax and Cleaner. This is Paul Revere Wilcox, galloping on with the news. The Glow Coats are coming. Good night. McGee and Molly come to you from our Chicago studios. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
You are listening to WLS Chicago. We hope, friends, that many of you are planning to be with us tomorrow night at the International Amphitheater in Chicago for the opening night of the three-day WLS Harvest Festival. WLS Chicago.
Bourgeois presents The Evening in Paris Roof. Monday night again, and we're high above New York on The Evening in Paris Roof.